This is VOA News. Reporting via remote, I'm Richard Green. The man who handled the finances of former U.S. President Donald Trump's business empire is expected to enter a guilty plea Thursday in connection with a probe of the Trump Organization. Here's AP correspondent Tim McGuire.
Alan Weisselberg, the Trump Organization's chief financial officer, is expected to plead guilty to tax violations. Two people in the know say the 75-year-old has made a deal that includes his having to speak in court about the company's role in his alleged compensation arrangement. It's possible he may also have to be a witness when the former president's company goes on trial in October. Weisselberg is charged with taking more than $1.7 million in off-the-books pay over several years, including untaxed perks like rent, car payments, and school tuition. He's the only person so far to face criminal charges in the Manhattan District Attorney's investigation of the Trump Organization's business practices. I'm Tim McGuire.
Former New York City Mayor and Trump Attorney Rudy Giuliani says he has satisfied his obligation after facing hours of questioning Wednesday before a special grand jury in the southeastern U.S. state of Georgia. His appearance was part of an investigation into attempts by the former president and others to overturn his 2020 election defeat in Georgia to Democrat Joe Biden. Giuliani's questioning took place behind closed doors, as grand jury proceedings are secret. Fulton County District Attorney Fannie Willis opened her investigation after the disclosure of a phone call on January 2, 2021, between Trump and Georgia's Secretary of State, Brad Raffensperger. On the call, Trump suggested that Raffensperger could find the exact number of votes that would be needed to flip the election results in Georgia in Mr. Trump's favor. This is VOA News. Former U.S. Vice President Mike Pence said he would consider speaking with the Congressional Committee investigating the January 6, 2021 attack on the U.S. Capitol. The story from VOA's chief national correspondent Steve Herman in Washington.
Speaking at an event hosted by the New England Council in the state of New Hampshire, Mike Pence was asked about the possibility of him testifying before the January 6th House Select Committee.
Any invitation to be directed to me, I would have to reflect on the unique role that I was serving in as vice president.
Previous committee testimony has discussed then-President Donald Trump's attempts to persuade Pence to delay or block congressional certification of Trump's Electoral College defeat. Pence, at Wednesday's event in a state frequently visited by presidential aspirants, also called on his fellow members of the Republican Party to end their verbal attacks on federal law enforcement agencies over the FBI's recent search of Trump's home in the state of Florida. Steve Herman, VOA News, Washington.
The Director General of the World Health Organization said Wednesday that Ethiopia's conflict-ridden province of Tigray is the worst humanitarian and man-made disaster on Earth. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
The WHO chief says more than 6 million people in Tigray have been under siege by Ethiopia and Eritrea for nearly 2 years. He says they have been sealed off from the outside world with no electricity, no banking services, and only limited fuel supplies. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus says a trickle of food aid and medicine has been reaching the beleaguered northern province since a truce between the Ethiopian government and Tigray rebel forces was declared in late March.
Nowhere in the world you would see this level of cruelty, where it's a government punishes 6 million of its people for more than 21 months by denying them basic services.
The 57-year-old Tedros is not a neutral observer of the Tigray conflict. He is a native of the region, served as a Tigray regional health official in the early 2000s, and he later spent more than a decade in the Ethiopian government. Tedros notes peace talks for the Tigray conflict are ongoing. However, he says they are leading nowhere because powerful countries in the developed world are not using their influence to make this happen. He says all eyes are focused on the tragedy unfolding in Ukraine to the detriment of the tragedy playing out in Tigray. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
For more on this and all the stories we're covering, visit us at voanews.com. Reporting via